When we come together, it's amazing what our community can do. 93.5 The Berg, WMBG, proudly features a local nonprofit organization on Making a Difference Monday, sponsored by Paramount Tree Service. Paramount Tree Service goes above and beyond to preserve and maintain trees while protecting your family and property. But they also go above and beyond to help our community. If you want your organization featured on a future episode, contact us at the station. And now, let's hear who's making a difference today. Hello and welcome to another edition of Making a Difference Monday. Today we are very privileged to have with us Daniel Parks, and he is with the Williamsburg Choral Guild. Thanks so much for joining us today, Daniel.
My pleasure. Thank you, Lisa.
This may be one of the first times we have featured you all on Making a Difference Monday, although you've been around for a while. But I would love for you to tell us a little bit about the history behind the Choral Guild and what you all do.
The Choral Guild had its first performances in Williamsburg in 1975. So we're 1 year shy away from our 50th season. So for our 49th season, the organization is going strong, doing what it always has, putting together concerts from a volunteer chorus that's based in the Williamsburg area, putting together historical classic choral pieces, and then also contemporary favorites and new voices as well.
You have the 49th season, you said, so this is ongoing. You have auditions for the public to be involved in, and then you have concerts going on. And about how many concerts do you have, and how often do you all meet to rehearse?
We rehearse Monday nights in Williamsburg, and this season we're excited that we have 4 concerts coming up soon. When you hear this, probably, our season opener is October 13th. At Williamsburg Presbyterian Church.
Okay.
Then we also have concerts in December, and then looking at next year, March and May. So 2 concerts in the springtime. And if this is interesting to you as far as joining the chorus, there will be opportunity to audition in January.
Okay.
So you could come check out one of our concerts, and then if you're interested, maybe join us for the end of the season.
About how large is the Choral Guild?
We have over 90 members, and okay. For each concert, we typically have about 75 people that are singing, and I'm the artistic director of the group, choosing the music and coordinating musicians, leading rehearsals, and then conducting the concerts. So we love to spend time together, but it's not just a social club.
Yeah.
When we get together, what I love about the group is how much fun we have in the joyful work of rehearsing, improving the music. Early rehearsals, we're learning the piece and the parts that we sing, the harmony.
Yeah.
And then as we go on, we're really standing out the rough edges and we're putting on the finishing touches, and we really have a great time in working hard to get the music in the best shape possible for our audience.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, and you mentioned your first concert is in October. What sort of music can we expect at that concert?
One is a set of pieces that right now has the title Underneath the Stars. And it's several pieces that have to do with celebration, with gathering together, and the kind of magic that happens under the stars. And then we also have a set where we'll preview the rest of our season. So we'll do a few pieces from our upcoming holiday concert and our concerts in the spring, which includes Brahms Requiem, is our big Choral Masterworks concert in May. So we'll hear previews, little snippets from each of those upcoming projects. And in addition to the Choral Guild, there will be spectacular solos from local high school and collegiate vocalists, because this year we'll have the second annual Millie Andrews Young Vocal Competition. We'll host a competition for emerging artists, and they'll perform, the winners of the competition will perform in our October concert as well.
That sounds wonderful. And if someone wants to get more information about participating with or the concerts, what is the best way for them to connect with you?
Our home on the internet is WilliamsburgChoralGuild.org, and that has information about auditions, purchasing tickets, helping out with the organization or just for anyone that's interested, it's also a way that you can find my email and reach out to me if you're interested in that. You also can look for us on Facebook.
Okay. Well, Daniel, thank you so much for providing the music that you do through the Choral Guild and the direction. And thanks so much for spending some time with us today to let us know what's going on.
It's my pleasure. Thanks.
You're very welcome. And we want to encourage everyone else to go out and make a difference themselves.